Republican committee leaders urge support for McCarthy. We cannot let personal politics get in the way. By Hannah Blow on January 5, 2023. Republican committee leaders reps. Mike Turner, RO, Michael McCaul, RTX, and Mike Rogers, RL, are publicly urging support for Representative Kevin McCarthy. RCA, as Speaker, reminding colleagues that the California Republican has laid out how a GOP-led House will hold the Biden administration accountable. Turner, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence lead Republican. McCaul, the House Foreign Affairs Committee lead Republican. And Rogers, the lead Republican on the House Armed Services Committee, released a joint statement on Thursday on the third day of the speakership battle in the House. As the incoming chairs of the National Security Committees, we strongly support Kevin McCarthy for Speaker, the statement began. McCarthy's Commitment to America agenda outlines a stronger approach to countering China, a plan to investigate the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, and how a Republican majority will hold this administration accountable, it continued. The Biden administration is going unchecked and there is no oversight of the White House, State Department, Department of Defense, or the intelligence community. They added, warning that Republicans cannot let personal politics place the safety and security of the United States at risk. Their statement kicks off the third day of the contentious speakership battle in the House, as Republicans have failed to unite behind McCarthy as Speaker after 6 votes. The 7th vote is set to occur on Thursday with reports of McCarthy negotiating certain concessions with the GOP holdouts. According to Politico Playbook, those include a vote on term limits, Rules Committee seats for Freedom Caucus members, a lower threshold for the motion to vacate, and changes to the appropriations process. I felt as though we had a very good discussion. I think what you should gauge is, being able to do that. Adjournment, vote, is that the discussions are going well and they're continuing, McCarthy said. That doesn't mean they're done or anything like that. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump has renewed his support of McCarthy after initially refusing to take a side. Some really good conversations took place last night, Trump said Wednesday, calling on all of our great Republican House members to vote for Kevin. Close the deal, take the victory, and watch crazy Nancy Pelosi fly back home to a very broken California. Republicans, do not turn a great triumph into a giant and embarrassing defeat. It's time to celebrate, you deserve it, he warned. Kevin McCarthy will do a good job, and maybe even a great job, just watch.